7.1, we reject and oppose the proposals made by UK and the US, because I think we would not be here if the UN guiding principles have served their purposes or had helped the victims of corporate, I mean, had helped the victims. And also, I mean, if also the existing legal frameworks had been helpful, again, we would not be here. So the whole idea of the treaty and this process is to broaden the scope and to be more specific and to be specific about what is needed. Because if there's anything we learned as well from the history of international law, that there's always margin for reinterpretation based on political and economic conveniences. So for us, it's important to have a treaty that has minimal loopholes and margins of misinterpretations if adopted and enforced. Thank you.